For my PM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 31st at 8:55. Coming up on 8:56, we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are a little bit on the mixed side. What a big surprise. That's what we've seen nearly all week. Bean oil seems to be leading the bean complex higher. Bean oil is taking its cue from a red-hot palm oil market, making new five-year highs there. We did get a one export sale this morning on the flash sales of 150,000 metric tons of U.S. meal to unknown destinations. So we're not corn and beans this morning, but meal. Export bookings, of course, were strong on corn and beans, but we knew that from the daily reports that came out over the last week's time. Mexico and unknown were the big buyers on both the corn and the wheat, and on the bean side, China took about a third of the big exports. We are seeing a little bit firming basis in the central part of the Corn Belt. That's kind of a nice sign, even though the Gulf basis for corn has weakened a little bit. Interesting that rail service to the Gulf has been pretty active out of East Central Illinois. Typically, corn from that area goes to the southeast. We are seeing December corn futures at 4.11. That's down half a cent. March at 4.25 and a half is unchanged. And new crop December, 4.40 and three quarters, up one quarter. On the bean side of things, November beans went into deliveries today. 97 contracts were delivered on, but those are through just after Labor Day. So the fears of seeing some heavy delivery notices looks to be a moot point. We've got January bean futures at $9.93 and a quarter. That's up two. March at $10.07 and a half, up two. And new crop November at $10.29 and a quarter, also two higher. December meal futures at $300.20 is down $1.40. December bean oil, $44.55. That's up 74 points. The wheat market's on the weak side today. We are continuing to see Russia trying to move wheat heavily into the export market. So we've got December Chicago wheat at 564 and a quarter, down 9 1/4. March 584 and three quarters, down 8 3/4. And new crop July $6.01 and three quarters, down 9 3/4. On the livestock side of things, meat contracts have been all over the place this week, but we've got the October hogs and feeders going off the board today, so those are noteworthy to see those work in here. October cattle futures are at about a $3 premium to the December. The December at 186.60 is up 17 cents, and February 186.97 down 7. November feeders 246.15 up 65 cents. The December hogs at 84.20, down 17 cents. Noteworthy that the December hog futures rallied enough this week to fill the gap left when the October hogs went off the board. On the crude oil, we're up about 71 cents in the December contract this morning at 69.32. The metals markets all over the place, silver and gold both lower, but copper higher. The December dollar index at 103.86 is just about unchanged this morning. That dollar index has certainly been strong.